So I think most of us can relate to the modern job hunt, right? That feeling.
Oh, absolutely. It's this relentless cycle.
Yeah, just searching and then trying to tailor your resume for every single listing.
And the cover letters, staring at that blank screen.
Exactly. It can honestly feel like a full-time job just trying to get a job. It's demanding and frankly, often pretty repetitive.
Super repetitive.
But what if you could, flip that script? What if you could change that whole experience?
How so?
Well, transform that manual, sometimes really draining effort, into something way more efficient, maybe even insightful.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
That's what our deep dive is about today. We're exploring one person's really innovative solution. He built a personal AI assistant to handle the really grindy parts of the search.
Ah, interesting. Using AI for the job hunt.
Exactly. We're talking about Rob Van Linde. He started with just a kind of focused experiment and ended up with this really powerful, much smarter system for his applications.
And that's precisely our mission today, isn't it? We're going to unpack how Rob actually built this system
All right.
and look at what really surprising insights came out of his approach. And crucially, what this kind of sophisticated method means for you, the listener, when you're tackling, information overload or those really tedious tasks that just eat up our time. We'll explore how these custom AI agents can turn something daunting, like job applications, into something efficient, proactive, and, well, genuinely collaborative.
Okay, so the problem's clear. Rob's first move then, his strategy, was to build this AI dream team.
Dream team, I like that.
Yeah. And get this. He didn't just create one AI assistant. He actually developed two distinct custom AI agents.
Two, why two?
One was tailored specifically for ChatGPT and the other one for Mistral.
Okay, so not putting all his eggs in one AI basket.
Exactly. It tells us right away he wasn't just relying on a single platform. He was strategically diversifying his AI toolkit from the get-go. Now, the absolutely crucial foundation for these AI partners was giving them a really comprehensive, personalized knowledge base.
Right, the data you feed, it makes all the difference.
Totally. Think of it like giving them a complete dossier of Rob's expertise, his experience, everything.
So what did that actually include?
Well, his up-to-date resume,
Yeah.
naturally, his portfolio, showing off his projects and what he's achieved,
Standard stuff so far.
standard, but also a host of other personal documents, things that really painted a full, like 360-degree picture of his professional journey.
Okay.
But here's what I found really insightful. The specific things he added beyond just his past experience, that was the real kicker.
Oh, like what?
Well, Rob didn't just upload his history. He uploaded his aspirations, his specialized knowledge. He added new files on really cutting-edge topics,
Such as.
like AI itself, obviously relevant. Prompt engineering, which, for anyone less familiar, is basically the skill of talking to AI effectively to get what you want.
A crucial skill these days.
Absolutely. And even documents detailing his own custom GPTs.
Oh, so he's building his own tailored AIs too.
Exactly. Custom GPTs are like customizable versions of AI models you can tune for specific tasks or knowledge areas. They perform with way more relevance than a general AI.
Got it.
So the question is, what was it about adding these specific things, his insights on AI strategy, his own custom tools, what made that so powerful for the AI's capabilities?
Well, what's truly fascinating there is how that rich targeted knowledge base fundamentally shifts the AI's output. It's not just about feeding it more data.
Right.
It's about giving it your unique intellectual capital.
Your secret sauce.
Exactly. When you give an AI your resume, sure, your portfolio, yeah, but then add specialized forward-looking knowledge in areas like AI strategy or prompt engineering or your own custom GPTs, you're basically creating a kind of digital twin of your professional self.
A digital twin. I like that framing.
Yeah, because it moves the AI beyond being just a generic tool that knows general facts or can summarize stuff it finds online. Instead, it becomes an assistant that genuinely understands your unique skills, your experiences, maybe even where you want to go
So
next.
trajectory.
Right. That personalized depth lets it perform tasks, synthesize information, anticipate needs with a level of relevance and strategic insight that honestly, generic tools just can't touch.
Yeah.
It transforms it from just a helpful bot into a truly bespoke, powerful, almost, intuitive partner.
That's a really powerful point, that shift from generic help to this deeply personalized, almost intuitive partner.
Yeah.
Okay, so he builds this, uploads everything meticulously, but he didn't just assume, okay, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
He did this vital reality check.
Good thinking. You got to test your tools.
Totally. He asked his Mistral assistant a very specific but actually elegantly simple question. He asked, "Could you see the files when I do not activate the library actively?"
Ah, okay. So is the knowledge baked in, or does he need to point the AI to it every time?
Precisely. He wanted to know if that knowledge was truly integrated, part of its operational awareness, or just sitting passively on a shelf, waiting for a command.
And the answer was?
The AI's response was, well, incredibly clear, direct, and as Rob himself noted, it came with a surprising amount of personality.
Personality? Hi. From the AI?
Yeah. The Mistral AI responded, and I'll share its exact words, because they're great. No influence. I still have full access to all documents in your library, regardless of whether you activated or deactivated the library in the prompt field.
Okay, so direct answer. Access is constant.
Constant. It continued. The documents are permanently available to me as long as they're uploaded in the library. If you want to test something specific, e.g. targeted searches or formulations, just let me know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm ready, like a Swiss Army knife, for job applications.
A Swiss Army knife. That's quite the analogy.
Isn't it? And then it added, and yes, I'm still dancing in the background.
Okay, wow. Dancing AI. That's unexpected.
Right. That Swiss Army knife bit and the playful dancing, it really stands out.
It definitely does. And this response, it actually raises several important points about, you know, how we're starting to interact with AI.
Like what?
Well, first, just the clarity and the confidence. No influence. I still have full access. That's key, right? It shows a robust understanding of its own workings, which builds trust for the user, for Rob in this case.
True. You know what it could
do. Exactly. And second, while the dancing adds that engaging personality touch, the real functional kicker is that phrase, permanently available.
Why is that so significant?
It's not just a quirky detail. It signifies the AI has deeply ingested and integrated the information. It's not just recalling facts on demand. It holds your entire professional context, Rob's context, in active memory.
Ah, okay. So it's always on.
Precisely. For you, the listener, imagine that. It eliminates the need to constantly re-explain, recontextualize, re-upload information. The AI is truly ready, informed, and efficient all the time.
That makes sense.
This persistent, integrated knowledge is what allows for that powerful recall and synthesis Rob experienced. It fundamentally changes how efficiently you can access and apply your own knowledge base through the AI.
Okay, that permanent availability, that integrated knowledge,
yeah.
Clearly a game changer for just pure efficiency.
Definitely.
But the AI didn't stop there. It didn't just confirm its access or, you know, do a little virtual dance.
No.
It demonstrated something completely next level. It not only answered Rob's question, but it actually recognized him by name.
Okay, personalization.
And then went a huge step further. It offered strategic advice based on those documents he just uploaded.
Whoa! Okay, so not just processing, but advising.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This wasn't just data retrieval. Hmm. It was synthesizing information, understanding the context, and actually making recommendations.
That's a big leap. What did it suggest?
The specific proactive suggestion was really remarkable. The AI said, your personal application booster is ready, whether for RSU, AI swarms, or design thinking projects. Just say the word when it's time to go. Until then, good luck and happy experimenting.
Okay, so it's referencing specific skills or project types from his docs, RSU, AI swarms, design thinking.
Exactly. And just for clarity for listeners, RSU often means restricted stock units, common in tech compensation. AI swarms are these advanced ideas where multiple AIs collaborate. Design thinking is a human-centered innovation process. So pretty specific stuff.
Wait, specialized areas. And then
came the PS. PS, your new PDFs, by the way, are perfect for AI strategy roles, especially the custom GPT.pdf with the AI swarm. Just saying.
Wow. Okay, that winky face too. But the advice itself, perfect for AI strategy roles. That's consultative.
It really is. It wasn't just a database anymore. It was acting like a strategic consultant, making specific, highly relevant recommendations based on Rob's unique skill set and the cutting-edge stuff in his new files.
Yeah.
What does that proactive, almost advisory role really tell us about its capabilities?
Yeah.
It's way beyond just finding information, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This is where we see the AI moving well beyond simple automation. It's stepping into genuine, proactive partnership.
Partnership.
Yeah. The AI isn't just processing queries. It's showing a deep understanding of Rob's professional documents, his specialized knowledge, and then it's synthesizing that information to spot strategic opportunities, like recognizing his custom GPT PDF and AI swarm knowledge fits AI strategy roles. It's connecting dots.
Like a human analyst might, but maybe faster.
instantly across that whole personal knowledge base. This capability is a genuine game changer. Imagine having an assistant that doesn't just remember everything about your career, but also proactively flags market opportunities or suggests angles maybe you hadn't even considered.
That would be incredible.
For a job seeker like Rob, this could seriously differentiate them, helping tailor applications with laser precision, real strategic insight. And for anyone else listening now, it means getting quick, informed insights specifically relevant to your unique knowledge and goals, not just generic advice from the web.
Yeah, tailored to you.
It's like having a dedicated research and strategy team on call 24/7 that knows your expertise inside out.
That's a powerful vision, a dedicated strategy team always ready. Rob's own takeaway really sums this up. He found it was, quote, more than just a tool, it's a dedicated partner.
That says it all, really.
Yeah, it saves him significant time, keeps his info perfectly organized, and crucially, offers that proactive strategic advice we were just talking about. It moves beyond just efficiency into, I don't know, augmented intelligence.
That's a good way to put it, augmented intelligence.
So taking all this in, what does it really mean for you, the listener, as you think about your own professional challenges, your own information management? Well, Rob makes a pretty strong recommendation based on his whole experience. He says, if you're tired of the manual grind of job applications, I highly recommend building your own custom AI agent.
He's basically saying, try this yourself.
Exactly. He emphasizes it's a powerful way to automate the tedious, the repetitive parts of the process.
Which frees you up.
Totally. Frees you up to focus on what really matters. Mm. Showcasing your unique skills, making real human connections, and landing that next great role. Imagine the extra time, the creative energy you'd get back.
That's the real value proposition, isn't it? Reclaiming your focus.
For sure.
And for anyone listening who's inspired now, thinking, okay, maybe I should try this, the good news is Rod has made it pretty accessible.
Oh, yeah. How so?
He actually provides links to his own custom GPT and his Mistral agent, so you can try them out, get a feel for this kind of interactive, personalized AI yourself.
That's cool. A test drive.
Exactly. It gives you a tangible starting point. And beyond that, he points to his Google site, which apparently has comprehensive guidance on how to build your own custom agents.
Oh, brilliant. A how-to guide.
Yeah. Now, he does note the site is currently in German. But he also points out that modern browsers usually have pretty good built-in translation tools these days, so that information should be readily available to a wider audience, even if German isn't your first language.
Good point. Technology helping with the language barrier there, too.
Right. So these resources really lower the barrier for you to take that first step in creating your own digital twin assistant if you want to.
That's incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
Real practical steps to get started. So this isn't just some abstract idea. It's a practical strategy. Rob's actually proven works.
Mm-hmm.
And it presents this really exciting opportunity for you to potentially reclaim valuable time and energy from those repetitive tasks.
Mm.
Not just job applications, maybe. Countless other areas. Professional life, personal life.
The potential is broad.
Think about it. What could you achieve? What new projects could you finally tackle? Or what skills could you develop if you had that extra bandwidth freed up?
It makes you think.
Definitely. So we've kind of journeyed from that often exhausting manual job application process.
Yep, the grind.
To discovering how Rob Van Linde engineered this truly insightful AI-powered assistant. He really did transform his job search from a chore into something efficient, strategic, even collaborative.
It's a testament to ingenuity, really, and smart application of the tech.
It proves that blend can go a long, long way.
And the core insight here, I think, is a profound one. It's that AI, especially when it's custom built, when it's diligently fed with a rich, personalized knowledge base, it can really transcend being just a simple tool.
Go beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can become a truly dedicated, intelligent, and proactive partner, offering not just a dramatic efficiency boost for tasks, but also providing those strategic insights, that forward-looking advice that can genuinely elevate your efforts, your decision-making, whatever field you're in.
Absolutely. A real partner.
Yeah.
So as you reflect on this deep dive we've taken today, here's maybe a final thought-provoking question for you, the listener. Beyond job applications, where else in your professional life, or maybe even your personal life, could you strategically use custom AI agents? Where could you transform what feels like a manual grind into something far more insightful, efficient, and proactive?
Good question.
How might this whole approach fundamentally change how we interact with information, how we tackle complex tasks in the future? maybe allowing us to focus more on the truly creative, the human parts of our work and lives.
Lots to consider there.
Definitely. We'll leave you with that to chew on. Thanks for diving deep with us today.